NRSC raises unprecedented $75 million for pivotal Georgia Senate elections. By Sean Moran on December 1, 2020. Atlanta, National Republican Senatorial Committee. NRSC, Chairman Todd Young, RN, announced on Tuesday that the organization raised an unprecedented $75 million in fundraising ahead of the pivotal Georgia Senate runoffs. Young announced the NRSC's significant fundraising haul during the Senate GOP's weekly luncheon, which was conducted via conference call. The NRSC chairman noted that much of the fundraising haul, which was raised from October 15 to November 23, will be focused on re-electing Senators Kelly Loeffler, RGA, and David Perdue, RGA. Perdue and Loeffler hope to stave off challenges from Democrats John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock in January. Young said during the call, "We are working hand in glove with the Perdue and Loeffler teams to make sure we are successful. And if we win these races, we save the country." Re-electing Perdue and Loeffler would ensure that the Senate majority does not fall into Democrat hands. If both Georgia conservatives were to lose in January, Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, the likely vice president, would become the tie-breaking vote in the Senate. This has raised the stakes for the Georgia Senate elections. Subsequently, Republicans, Democrats, and outside PACs have already spent roughly $300 million in ads. Club for Growth Action announced on Monday that they would invest $520,000 in a campaign that will feature two ads to encourage Republicans to participate in the Georgia election. The ads emphasized a GOP victory would alter the next administration's agenda. "This isn't over. Maybe you're tired. Maybe you're fed up. But this isn't a game. This is our future. We can save the Senate if we all show up. Voter participation is public record," the narrator said in one ad. "Anyone can find out if you vote, or if you don't care. Your friends, family, neighbors will know if you're on the field or on the bench. So no excuses. Your vote will determine who really sets the agenda in the next administration," the narrator said in the second Club for Growth ad. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.